In a world of war, famine, and disease, where children grow up as orphans, where families grow hungry, and entire regions face destruction by illness, God, we call upon you to come.
In a world where so many have lost hope, we call upon you, Lord of Hope, to come.
In this season of Advent, we wait for the coming of hope into our world. We await the birth of the Christ child, the coming of God into our lives in a new way.
Come, Messiah, come and save us.
Dear God, we pray for the hope that is in Christ to come into our lives in a new way. May we become hope that is alive in our world. Amen.
Amen. Please stand for our call to worship. Keep alert, for the day is coming soon.
Now the earth and heavens tremble.
Pray for the gift of hope from God.
Shine in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us worship God.
Thank you. Now let us say the congregational prayer together in unison. God, our Maker, we confess that we are not ready to meet you. We study the trends of our times and ignore the signs of your reign. Seduced by the lure of consumer goods, we trust in things that pass away and forget your eternal promises. Give us patience and a sense of wonder in the waiting. God with us, strengthen us by your hand so that we are able to accomplish for you even more than we ask or imagine through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us say the words of affirmation responsively. The mercy of God given abundantly gives us strength to wait once again.
In Jesus Christ and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we are forgiven.
Let us share willingly from the abundance with which we have been blessed, for God loves a cheerful giver. Will the ushers please come forward to receive the offering? Please join me in prayer. We are grateful, O God, that your Spirit is at work within us, causing us to think, to grow, and to seek to worship you. As we are surrounded by our friends and enfolded in your love, we know that we are never alone. May our offerings be an expression of our gratitude, and may they be used for good in our church, our community, and the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now the prayer for illumination in unison. Gracious God, your work stands forever as the source of our strength. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, may we remember your ways and gladly follow your path. Amen.
You may be seated.
Our first scripture reading today is from Isaiah, 64th chapter, verses 1 through 9.